The news out of Iraq is usually pretty grim. Insurgent attacks, military and civilian deaths, no electricity or clean drinking water for days. But those problems are a rich source of material for Iraqi comedians, NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports.
In the first known attack on an Iraqi insecticide factory, a suicide bomber struck today at a raid plant in Baghdad. The bomber was described as a disgruntled cockroach with explosives strapped to his shell. That's the sort of joke that's going around Baghdadi's cell phones and email inboxes of late. Not surprisingly, Iraqi humor these days is blacker than crude oil, with jokes that leave listeners unsure whether to laugh or cry. Gunfire and explosions often provide the punchline. In one popular video, revelers at an Iraqi wedding are just enjoying themselves in the traditional manner by firing off automatic weapons. Until some partygoer gets really carried away. He pulls the pin on a hand grenade and reduces the bridegroom's home to rubble. The jokes are brewing at a tea house inside the National Theater in Baghdad's Karada district. Some of Iraq's funniest men and women come here to drink tea and coffee, exchange information, and write skits. Veteran comedian Mahdi Jabbar has a wizened face and a gap-toothed grin that evoke humor in the face of hardship.
In one of my sketches, a carjacker plans to stab a taxi driver from the backseat and then have his cousin up front kick him out the door. But the steering wheel is on the right-hand side of the taxi, and the carjacker ends up knifing his relative.
In another of his skits, a quiz show host asks how many major rivers Iraq has. The contestants reply, two, of course, the Tigris and the Euphrates. Wrong, there are 180, one on each Baghdad street that lacks sewers and drainage. At another table sits comedian Saad Khalifa, who's about 4 feet high. He says that Iraqi comedians now have a degree of freedom of expression that they lacked under Saddam Hussein. Back then, actors and comedians were employed by the state. Now many of them still survive on fixed salaries of the equivalent of $68 a month from the Ministry of Culture.
We live in a country of great diversity with many different sects and tribes. The country has suffered through many difficulties and lived through both bitter and sweet days. All these things help us to create jokes. We are characterized by our sad comedy. It is said that the worst calamity makes one laugh.
Iraqis know comedian Majid Yassin as the man with the chin for his expansive lower jaw. He says comedians in Iraq serve an important function, expressing the worries and tribulations of common folks. But from a personal point of view, he says, it's not easy being funny when your own life and those of people on the street are full of misery.
2 weeks ago, my brother died. I've lost a father and 3 brothers. But at the same time, you must make people laugh. Your job is to joke and make comedy. But inside you, there is an erupting volcano of pain and suffering.
Even when he plays serious roles like Julius Caesar or Romeo, he says, folks just see his face and crack up. He just can't help making people laugh, including himself. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News.